time once again for what I'm insisting on calling What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, this time of year, plenty, Jill. Just so much happening. Let's start with a really fun thing that the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Alumni Association have done. They have digitized all the yearbooks from the beginning of the school's founding, and the first yearbook came out in 1941 up to the present. And it's been so well received, this project. People can go on the website, hbrhsalumni.org, and click down to the yearbooks, the White Oak, and view every yearbook that's ever been published. So
that must be fun for certain people.
Oh, people are just loving it. And as somebody said, you know, it's for us to look back, but it's also for young people to see what went on and how the school has changed, and for children and grandchildren to see their grandparents and parents. So it was done through the Hartford Library, and once again, a very, very popular project. Lots going on, as you can well imagine, with Halloween coming up next week. The Sharon Ladies Auxiliary has its Halloween gathering on Halloween Eve.
Do people know that Halloween's... I'm not kidding, it's really terrible, but Halloween is...
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the 31st, and it is an official satanic holiday on the satanic calendar.
Really?
Yeah, and most people think it's like, la, 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 let's just run around and wear costumes. And we have definitely been trained to do that. But just in fairness, people should know that it's like, okay, that's Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yes, most will have to think of that as we're celebrating and giving out candy and all that. So Sharon Ladies Auxiliary has something. Cornwall has a pumpkin carving. You can carve your pumpkin, and it will be judged anytime. Just bring it to the Cornwall Library. Salisbury is having a Halloween family night on Halloween from 5:30 on, and they're going to have hay rides and also a shaving cream and, can you imagine, silly string wars.
Silly string. I have been trying to describe silly string to people for ages, and I am so happy. Whoever thought of the silly string, thank you.
Yes. Well,
because now when I describe that, it will people will know what I'm talking about.
You can go to the Town Grove and participate. And also, Sharon Audubon has a great Halloween trail, a path that you can walk through, and people can donate their jack-o'-lanterns and walk, come at night and with a flashlight and walk this path. So Halloween is big and well celebrated in the northwest corner, and that's next Tuesday, of course.
I won't say the satanic thing again, she said, saying it again, but... One of the things that we used to know was the, Halloween was All Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Halloween. And then the next day was All Saints Day,
mm-hmm.
Toussaint, November 1st. And then the next day was All Souls Day. If anybody remembers the movie My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm.
But it's actually a it is a season. It is it came from an original,
mm-hmm.
And it was
back then. Well,
back then, and look how it's about.
Yeah,
and now you hear people forgetting the cool events that are happening. You hear people, there's the next, the holiday has started, and you go into a store and they've decorated for Halloween, and it's just like, you've got your Halloween decorations up.
For some, it's the most favorite holiday of the year, beating out Christmas and everything else.
Yeah.
On Friday, there was the dedication ceremony somewhat of the mural that is now gracing the front of Sharon Center School. It was a ceremony. This mural was done by artist Morgan Blair, and it was the idea what came from a mural that the students did. So that one is downstairs, and it's all around the theme of garden. And she took the kids' ideas and ran with it. And for those who haven't seen this beautiful mural, I would strongly encourage people to go and see it. So there was a very nice ceremony with Lily Barnett, the art teacher, describing how it all came about, and lots of input and a nice crowd. And lots of things coming up. On Friday night, there is a meeting in Falls Village to vote on giving an easement to the Falls Village Inn. So it's going to allow the sale of the old former firehouse. There were some little glitches and between the property lines, and this is hopefully to
resolve that. And then, is that being voted on?
Yes,
on the following week.
That is correct.
Okay.
The sale of the firehouse will be a separate ballot, so to speak, at the election in Falls Village. So there are going to be two votes going on. You vote for the municipal election in one room, and then go in the next room and vote for the sale of the firehouse, which is kind of unique, but everybody's got the go-ahead. And so
my opinion, you've got people coming in to vote anyway. You might as well
catch
that.
Them. Yeah. And so, obviously one would be on a machine and the other is a paper ballot.
You want to hear my opinion about that or no?
Whatever you like to say.
They could both be on paper ballots, and then you could count them, and then we can go home. Go on. As I said, my opinion.
You're allowed.
Okay.
And this Friday, the Salisbury Forum once again is held at the Housatonic, and the talk is about artificial intelligence. Mary Rosenberger is going to speak. She is the CEO of the Authors Guild, and she's going to present the future of books in the AI age, and how it's impacting and will impact the writing profession. These Salisbury forums are excellent. They always get really good people to talk about very current topics, free. Of course, donations are sought, but I think we're very fortunate to have that sort of a venue here in the Northwest
Corner. Do you remember when, it's the dawn, not the dawn literally, except of the internet, but when people started getting Kindles, how there were not going to be any books, and how there were lots of forums about that?
Yeah.
Not.
Lots.
It didn't happen. Books continue.
We still read books.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Thankfully.
Yeah. But it's very interesting when there is a, call it a technology or something that, if you can get a robot to do it, why not?
Mm.
And then, everybody goes, oh, we can't. And there's some pearl clutching. And then people realize, hey, you know what? Stuff the robot's writing isn't that good anyway.
Yeah. True.
And then we revert, but rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Humans. All right, so that is that's going to be Friday the 27th?
That's Friday the 27th at 7:30 at the high school.
Okay, and then the Falls Village vote is Thursday the 26th.
No, that's also Friday the 27th.
Oops, well.
So you have to go from Falls Village at 7 o'clock and run down to the high school at 7:30.
Not hard.
Not hard. It can be done.
Much easier than, say, Norfolk.
That's true.
Okay.
Or Kent.
That too. Okay.
As I say, lots going on. On that same night, there's the opening of the Art Bar in Canaan. This is part of the brewery, Great Falls Brewery, and they're sort of combining the idea of bringing art and wine and cocktails to this together to promote both, I guess, but mostly to promote art. There will be people can, I guess, bring up their art, and there will also be featured artists at this. And this is the opening of it, and so they're hoping for people to come.
And so is there a show there essentially?
It's I think an opening and to view some art and to a community get together, really, to bring people together through art
and then ideally are they going to have people, you know, are there going to be people who want to exhibit their interior, or is it
I believe
more,
so.
Or is
yes.
it more
yep.
than more mm-hmm. just getting together?
I believe you can yeah. We'll have to find out more, okay. but I think the idea is to promote local artists
and create a space to exhibit
and give people a sense of community to come together and, you know, meet socially and just encourage people to get together and enjoy art.
All right. And there's a what's going on down in Kent? Just speaking of art, I always think of the galleries down there and the.
Yeah. Well, we had, going back to the past weekend, we had Touch of Trade at the Connecticut Antique Machinery Association grounds this weekend, and that is wonderful. It's the second year it's been going on. It's a really great event. It brings all the tradespeople out from, and there were bunches of them, and children learning how to what these trades are. Quite frankly, the idea is, you know, trades are good and not everybody has to go to college type thing.
And quite frankly, when you realize, when you do the maths and realize that the people who spend bunches of money going to college still need people who know how to do the trades because mm-hmm. they simply cannot do them.
Exactly. Exactly.
You go, oh, wait a second. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, how do you change a washer in my sink?
I will never forget someone who shall remain absolutely nameless because it was so many years ago and I couldn't believe it. Be careful, Jill, don't do it. Say to me, oh, you can change a light bulb? And then she went on to say that, you know, it's like she didn't know any women who could.
Mm. Yeah.
And may I say that this was, in fairness, 40 years ago?
Oh, okay.
No, not okay. It's like, really? You can't change the light bulb?
Yeah, not okay, but hopefully things have changed since then.
I'm not sure she knows how.
No.
Anyway, I digress, as usual. What else?
But that was—it's a wonderful event. They were fearful of rain; it was a little overcast, but the crowds came out, and the kids were learning how to lay bricks and cut tile and do all sorts of things hands-on.
Oh, that's great!
A really great event, and it's sponsored by the Hudson Valley Preservation Group, and who really want to promote tradespeople, and they did.
All right.
Okay, we have lots of candidate meetings the last week before the big event. So there are candidate, you know, come see our candidates this weekend. And Kanan is sponsoring one, and Sharon's got one, and you can look in your.
I was just going to ask, what's the best way to find out if it's being held? Check with the town hall.
Town hall should have the they're just all over the place.
Right. So just check with your local town hall and see.
Yeah.
If this is something that you are interested in, and you know, frankly, anybody who's going out there and trying to serve publicly, you know, you should at least be listened to.
And should be met and then questioned.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That you can
get
then
their
decide.
Ideas.
Because
yeah. I mean, we've had several forums. Some of them, you know, the questions are pre-read and pre-done, so you can't. If you have something in particular, this is the time to.
Can I express
meet
my opinion again?
Exactly. Questions.
Can I express my opinion again? Since you're not allowed to. I mean, you are allowed to, but. You're not allowed to. So I would just like to say the reason for that is, you know, instead of sitting at home or sitting online, udging about somebody and just, you know,
exactly.
just, messing up their fair name without knowledge. Go ask, find out, and then you make an informed vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not, or say, you know what, I couldn't have been more right about that. What a nitwit. But at least go find, it's all you can ask of a human. Go find out.
Yeah.
And for the people who are, putting themselves out there to run, good for you.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
It's a two way, it's a two way street in
right.
my view.
Right.
Forget it. I mean, and it's a responsibility on both peoples.
We have a cemetery walk in Falls Village from 10 to noon on Saturday, keeping with the holiday Halloween theme.
But you're supposed to be alive for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be an interesting panel on November 5th on food insecurity. It's being held at Troutbeck in Amenia, but it's put on by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Mm-hmm. They're going to have several speakers talking about on food insecurity in the tri-state corner, with several people representing all the different coalitions and food banks. It's free, but registration is required at Hotchkiss Library. So,
I mean, that's another thing that people should, be more conversant and also understand that, there's food insecurity. That's not just an excuse to dump all your preservative laden, it wants real attention,
mm-hmm.
And it wants real understanding you've got to get good, healthy food in there.
And I love that the food banks are giving out fresh produce and things like that. It's not just give a can of...
That's what I was trying to say diplomatically, and I didn't do any... I mean, you're doing much better than I am. But the point is, it's just like, you can have my nine-year-old tin of XYZ, and then I've done my part. And it's like, no, you haven't.
Right.
But
yep.
In
Very
terms
important.
Of food banks and, fresh food... Fresh produce, whole food, we can make a huge dent in the, health and well-being in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and anybody who is interested in that sort of thing should find out which part of the ball of yarn they are most interested in, participating in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's again
Absolutely.
My opinion. And I sucked up more of your time. What else?
Okay. And a fun talk on November 4th, author Robert Dance, who's going to be interviewed by Dan Dwyer from Johnny Cake Books, is going to talk about his new book on Joan Crawford, which should
Ooh.
Be...
No wire hangers? I'm sorry, Mommy Dearest.
Yeah. We may get a different look at her. We don't know, but it promises to be an interesting talk. And Crescendo, that musical group,
Does she have a concert?
They're celebrating their 20th. It's 20th anniversary, so there's going to be a concert on October 29th at Trinity Church, at 4 o'clock. Trinity Limerock Church at 4 o'clock. So there's plenty, as I said, going on.
All right. So you just did a great job with what's going on out there, Ruth. Mm. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein.
Okay. Very nice chatting.
Yeah, and go back out and
get some more.
Tell us more. Have a good week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.